I got Linda Clinton in my studio. I got to have sleigh bells for that. Get us in the holiday mood here. Welcome to our Wednesday talk around. And I just told you, I always look forward to talking with you.
Oh, thanks,
because,
Bill.
Because, again, we go back a few years.
A few.
Yeah, just a few. And we are talking Alfie and Male Chorus today.
We are.
Your winter concert.
Winter concert is this upcoming Sunday, December 7th at 3 o'clock at the beautiful Evergreen Methodist Church in Wapaton.
All right.
So, yeah, guys are, they've been preparing for a couple months now, and we might be small, but they are mighty.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always strength in numbers, and we have 11 guys, but there's always a lot of strength in determination. And, boy, these guys are determined, and they work hard, and Connie, our pianist, works hard. She's so talented, and I appreciate her so much. And then we have Peggy Torrance coming in with her cello, and she's going to enhance some of our songs with her beautiful music. So
it's all coming together.
It is. It is. We had to postpone or cancel last week's rehearsal, but we added one this week, so I think we're going to be good.
So what are we going to be hearing here? Do you want to let us know kind of what the
of
songs
course.
We're going to be hearing, or you want to keep us in suspense?
Well, the songs, we have a couple traditional ones, but then there's also some medleys, which are, you know, of course, throw a couple 3-4 together. And there's some audience participation. We have a couple of those, actually. I think only one. And like I said, some very familiar and some that are little bits of this song, little bits of that song that are the nice medleys. And
do you decide this? Do you decide the program, or is this kind of a group effort? Do you get some input on this?
Well, I would love to have it a group effort, but sometimes it comes down to I got to pick something.
You got to make the decision, yeah.
Yeah. And I try to look for things that I think the guys will be comfortable in. Having 11 guys, it's challenging because we would love to do four-part harmony, but we don't have the numbers. So we take the four-part harmony numbers and do our own little adaptation of them and make them work.
You improvise.
We improvise, kind of, sort of. We do our own arrangements. Let's put it that way.
See, that's what I like with smaller choirs, though, because there's some nuance you can throw in there.
We can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
And I tell the guys, if you can't hit that high note, okay, then we'll find one that works. Or if you can't hit that low note, we find one that works. And it does, and they sound beautiful. Last night, it was beautiful. The guys did a very nice job.
Well, and Evergreen's a great, that's a great church to,
it is.
You know, good acoustics.
It is.
You're going to have a good time. And again, this is happening?
This week, Sunday. December 7th.
All right.
It's 3 in the afternoon.
Evergreen United Methodist Church, be there for that. And are you having a good time with this?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah?
We are having a good time.
Are you having a good time? That's a silly question.
Yes.
Because I always say, and we talk about this every single time you and I get together and chat, I said, watching Linda direct it's in, and you'll deflect, and I know you will, but it's, I always enjoy this, because I refer to it as the Linda Clint inhale. When the vibration hits, okay, and the spirit moves, Linda will inhale, okay, this is the body language. The eyes will close, that smile will come to your face, and you are just totally in the zone.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's I don't want to say it's easy for me, but considering I stand and look at the guys that I've been looking at for the past 3 months, and so I don't get nervous. I know what they can do. I know what Connie can do. I know what Peggy can do. It's just one of those things that when you hear it all come together, you can do that. You can close your eyes and you can breathe and you can, in the moment. So it is fun.
It is a very cool, it's almost physically transforming for
it
you.
Is.
When I watch you do that.
It can be.
Right. How many years have you been doing this with the Alfians?
This is my third Christmas.
Okay.
So.
And then typically, do you do an Easter show too,
I do.
Okay.
I do an Easter cantata, yep.
Okay.
Yep, and so, we'll have a couple months break, and then I'll start again with the Alfians, and hopefully again with the Easter Cantata. I mean, to run them side by side, that's a challenge, too.
I bet it is. I asked you this the last time, too. Music's kind of been a thing with you since you were a kid, right?
Yep.
Okay, you grew up around it.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yep. My dad used to play piano and organ by ear. He doesn't really read music, but he plays by ear. And we used to dance in the living room, and he would teach us to dance, and we'd sing, and always in the church choir and always in music in high school, grade school, always.
And it's a universal language, too. Everybody speaks it, so that's what's great. So this Sunday, folks, be at Evergreen United Methodist Church.
Absolutely.
Alfie and Male Chorus, and I've got my notes here, and that's going on from 3 until 4.
Yep, it'll last about that long.
We're
going to bring a little cookies and something.
I do have that on here, too.
Cookies coffee.
And a free will donation, too.
Free will donations, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we have to have something to sustain us for the next couple years. So,
right.
Yeah, we try.
Linda, always great having you in here.
Thanks, Bill.
Again, wish you luck on that. You're going to have a good turnout.
Yeah, I hope so.
A lot of people getting the holidays going here.
Yeah, it's a nice way to start.
All right. Thank you for the work you do with this, too,
by
the way.
You're welcome.
Linda Clint, director of the Alfian Male Chorus. Again, that is this Sunday from 3 till approximately 4 o'clock going on at Evergreen United Methodist Church, 947. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.